from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com. I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 22 degrees.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Good Tuesday morning, Kansas. Mid-America Network News. A Wichita woman who admittedly stole more than $570,000 from her employer has been ordered to spend 3 years in prison. A Sedgwick County judge yesterday sentenced 46-year-old Jeanette Block of Wichita. She had pleaded guilty in October to one count of felony theft. Authorities say Block worked as a Pizza Hut of Southeast Kansas Incorporated accountant and controller for 15 years. Prosecutors say Block's thefts took place over the last 5 years of her employment. Democrats in the Kansas House have ousted their leader in a move signaling that they'll be more aggressive in criticizing Governor Sam Brownback and his fellow Republicans. Democrats yesterday removed Representative Tom Burrows of Kansas City as a House minority leader, even though he had a net gain of 12 seats in last month's election. The new minority leader is Representative Jim Ward of Wichita. Mid-America Network News.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Napa Know-How.
To make folks think you spent a lot on their gifts this holiday season, go to Napa and pick up Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for only $2.99 a quart. Because it's synthetic, they'll think you ponied up some serious dough. But in reality, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $2.99 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 12/31/16.
A Kansas City man arrested early yesterday morning in Lyon County after a traffic stop for speeding revealed $6,000 in counterfeit money, as well as a printer and other property. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office says 33-year-old Keith Medlock was arrested for possession of marijuana, outstanding warrants, and for the counterfeit currency. The Sheriff's Office says the U.S. Secret Service is assisting with the ongoing investigation. Kansas economists predicting the state will have a higher unemployment rate than the nation beginning in the year 2018. Kansas Department of Labor economist Tyler Tenbrink tells the Wichita Eagle that the state expects the Kansas unemployment rate to rise to about 4.7% in 2018. That's based on current data. He says the Federal Reserve predicts a national unemployment rate of 4.5% for that year. He says the Federal Reserve and the state use different methodologies when making these predictions. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A federal appeals court has halted efforts by six people wrongfully convicted of a 1985 Beatrice murder to collect the millions of dollars they won in a lawsuit against Gage County. Yesterday, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted the county's request to delay the collection efforts until an appeal filed by the county in October is decided. In July, a jury awarded $28.1 million to the six wrongly convicted of the rape and killing of 68-year-old Helen Wilson. The six spent a combined 75 years in prison until DNA evidence cleared them and instead pointed to a man who died in 1992. Nebraska is hosting a farm conference next week that will include America Online co-founder Steve Case, Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson, and local celebrities. The Farmer to Farmer event, hosted by Farmers Business Network, runs December 12th through the 14th at the Hilton in Omaha. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
An injury accident was reported last Monday morning shortly after 7 a.m. in Nemaha County on E Road, just north of First Road. Kayla Jones, age 24, of Centralia, had parked alongside the road after a car deer accident. She was struck by Wyatt Correll, age 24, of Onega. Jones was transported by EMS to a hospital. Correll was not injured. There will be an ag lease workshop in Marysville at the City Hall Wednesday, December 7th, beginning at 2 p.m. Program will last for an hour and a half to 2 hours and will help landlords and tenants better understand the important concepts of agricultural leases. Topics to include the Kansas Ag Lease Law, crop share leases, cash leases with variable cash leases, and the importance of communication. Meeting on Wednesday, December 7th, begins at 2 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. Advance reservations are requested. Phone the Extension Office, 562-3531. River Valley Extension is bringing questions posed from producers, livestock exhibitors, veterinarians, and feed mills to the forefront, hosting a veterinary feed directive meeting in Washington, Monday, December 12. Steps that veterinarians and feed mills will be taking in complying with the upcoming VFD that goes into effect January 1st. Topics to include: question and answer session. A meal will be served beginning at 6:30. Meeting to follow on Monday, December 12th at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Advance reservations are requested. Phone the River Valley Extension District Office at 325-2121. William Bill Dierking, age 82, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. Burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for William Bill Dierking. Anna Marie Kuckelman, age 82, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Anna Marie Kuckelman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and berry bliss. Tomorrow, chili, a cinnamon roll, veggie plate, and peaches. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior Senior High Vocal Concert this evening at 7. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Music is the sound of the season, and the Marshall County Community Choir is adding their voices to the joyous strains. Hi, this is Deb Logus, and I'm inviting you to join me and the members of the Marshall County Community Choir for our annual Christmas Cantata, Sunday, December 11th at 3 p.m. at Memorial Presbyterian Church. This year, we are presenting What Child Is This?, a beautiful arrangement of traditional and original carols in a variety of musical styles. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will be performing with us for an afternoon of glorious music. Transcend the hustle and bustle of a worldly holiday season and revel in the true meaning of Christmas with What Child Is This? Sunday, December 11th at 3 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church.
Coldest air of the season so far, poised to come tumbling south across the northern tier of states into the upper Midwest. We'll see a sampling of that, and many will, especially east of the Rockies as we head through the rest of the week here. In the interim, a major winter storm bearing down, especially in parts of the upper Midwest. In fact, much of North Dakota enveloped in blizzard warnings here today, with winter weather advisories heading south into South Dakota and parts of northern Minnesota. Wind advisories in effect across southwest Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Remnants of this storm affecting Denver, Cheyenne, and then stretching west across parts of the Rockies today. Wind chill advisories across northern Montana. That's the bright sunshine, high near 40, give or take a few degrees today. We drop into and through the 20s tonight. Patchy light snow. Light snow likely, minor accumulation. Temperatures well into the 20s, blustery, chilly tomorrow, even colder with bright sun on Thursday. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by WeatherEyeLogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 22 degrees.
Average high early December 45, record high on this date 73 in 2001. Average low 25, and the record low is 2 degrees in 1964. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning 7:25. 25 degrees this morning in Marysville, winds out of a north-northwest around 10 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of December. KNDY News Time, 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Late Thompson lit up the scoreboard and set a career mark in Oakland. The Colts embarrassed the Jets, and LeBron and Russell Westbrook get it done for their teams. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, what a night for Warriors guard Klay Thompson.
Gets free off the screen. Jumper right side. Good! He's got 60! And the last Warrior to get 60 was Rick Barry back in 1974.
On 95-7 the game, Thompson scored 60 in 29 minutes. He was asked about the coach sitting him in the final quarter.
It's just unfortunate. The two times I got my career high, I didn't even get to play the fourth quarter. We should keep these games closer next time.
The Warriors whipped the Pacers 142-106. The Colts-Jets Monday Night Football game boiled down to these three plays.
Andrews throws up front and is caught by Dwayne Allen. Touchdown!
Andrews going to step up and throw. Caught for a touchdown by Dwayne Allen.
Andrews drops to throw down the middle, intended for Dwayne Allen. Got it! Dwayne Allen's third of the night.
On 1070, the fan, Colts ripped the Jets 41-10. Cavaliers' three-game losing streak is over.
Cavs up 101-92. LeBron to the basket gets fouled.
On WTAM, the Cavs top Toronto 116-112. In Atlanta, Russell Westbrook does it again.
And now here comes Westbrook. Bounce pass to Oladipo. Oladipo lays it up and in. Triple-double for Westbrook.
On WZGC, Westbrook recorded his sixth straight triple-double in the Thunder's 102-99 win over the Hawks. A double overtime thriller in New Orleans.
Gasol not rushing. Fading away from 12. It's on the iron. Into the bucket as it hops up and hops in for Marc Gasol.
On ESPN 92.9, Gasol with a triple-double in the Grizzlies' 110-108 winner over the Pelicans. In Milwaukee, the Spurs trying to keep their perfect record on the road intact.
Good offensive rebound, Aldridge. He'll go back up. Shot is swatted away by Antetokounmpo, and it is not a goaltending call. And now Danny Crawford says it is.
On WOAI, and that's a game winner for LaMarcus Aldridge, and the Spurs beat the Bucks 97-96. NHL, Washington and Boston, both overtime winners. College hoops, number 25, Iowa State, a winner over Nebraska, Omaha. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
College basketball excitement Tuesday. Kansas State. Pregame at 6, tip-off at 7 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas, pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8, live on FM 95.5.
Bring your archery skills to the next level at Impulse Archery, a full-service pro shop with bows, archery accessories, boat maintenance, and a 35-yard 3D indoor archery range. Winter leagues forming now. Open 7 days a week, 3 miles west of Marysville. Find us on Facebook at Impulse Archery LLC or ImpulseArchery.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Speaker Paul Ryan promises to provide regulatory relief during the next Congress. The Wisconsin Republican over the weekend used agriculture as an example for needing relief during a 60 Minutes interview. He called regulatory relief the second priority following a plan to repeal Obamacare. Ryan says he wants to have smarter regulations that can help grow jobs. He said we want to have a good stewardship and conservation of the environment and economic growth. And for ag groups, the first priority when it comes to regulations is Waters of the U.S. by the Environmental Protection Agency. Ryan's comments put House leadership in line with President-elect Trump as he opposes the rule. For now, the rule remains tied up in federal court system facing dozens of lawsuits and is under a nationwide stay. China, Japan, and Russia racing to fill a leadership gap in trade following the recent U.S. fallout over the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The trade agreement took 12 nations 7 years to negotiate, and President-elect Trump pledges to end the deal the day one of his presidency. Trade experts agree the move opens the door for new global trade leaders to emerge. Without TPP, U.S. agriculture stands to miss out on billions of dollars of exports and risks losing market share once trade deals without the U.S. are completed. China already moving to replace U.S. as a trade champion. That according to a report from Bloomberg. China is talking with other nations in Asia to complete a trade deal, and China has also discussed the possibility of an agreement with Russia. However, Russia, criticizing TPP and the now-failed Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, because the trade deals allegedly violate World Trade Organization rules by creating closed association while at the same time Russia touting its own regional trade proposal. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net, with this Ag Business Update. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. USDA statisticians and economists are busy right now preparing for the release of a new round of USDA crop reports. We get more on this story from Gary Crawford.
Coming up this Friday, a new Agriculture Department crop production report, but a less comprehensive one than we've seen every month since August. Lance Honig runs the crops branch of USDA's Statistics Service. He says, as is the case every December, there are no new estimates of corn and soybean production, for example.
The December crop production report, in fact, is a little bit shorter than some of them we've seen in recent months. You know, some of the commodities have wrapped up in terms of forecasting, but we're still forecasting cotton and we're still forecasting citrus. So those are probably the two biggest commodities that are going to be included in the crop production report for the month of December.
However, USDA's Outlook Board will continue to make its new updated supply, use, including exports, and price forecasts for all major crops in its supply and demand report. Both the crop report and the outlook forecasts to be released Friday at noon Eastern Time. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, House Speaker Paul Ryan promises to provide regulatory relief during the next Congress. The Wisconsin Republican over the weekend used agriculture as an example of needing relief during a CBS 60 Minutes interview. He called regulatory relief his second priority following a plan to repeal the health care system. Ryan says he wants to have smarter regulations that can help grow jobs. He says, quote, we want to have good stewardship and conservation of the environment and economic growth. For agriculture groups, the first priority when it comes to regulations is the Waters of the U.S. rule by the Environmental Protection Agency. Ryan's comments put House leadership in line with President-elect Donald Trump's opposition to that rule. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
High Plains Journal has been trusted by farmers, ranchers, and ag professionals for over 65 years. We pride ourselves on bringing you the latest ag news, markets, and classifieds. Make sure you're staying up to date by taking advantage of our Add a Friend for 10 rate. Buy or renew a subscription to High Plains Journal at our regular rate and add a gift subscription for only $10. Call 620-353-1841 and ask for the Add a Friend for 10 rate. High Plains Journal.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course, and there's a lot of pressure being a farmer. But let's talk about tire pressure after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
Finding ways to reduce pressure would seem to be a really good thing to do for all of us right about now, but let's talk about tractor tire pressure. And Firestone's been making tractor tires for over 100 years. The newest generation of tractor tires is all about what, Tom Rogers, marketing director of Firestone Farm Tires in Des Moines?
Well, we're trying to carry bigger and bigger machines and heavier machines and do it with less pressure.
Firestone is promoting its AD2 technology. What does AD2 stand for?
Advanced Deflection Design is our branding for our newest technology. And again, the AD2 is an industry standard, our industry standard of IF or VF. And again, carrying more load with less pressure is the key there. Too much pressure and you're really allowing a machine to underperform or not optimizing its performance. An underinflated tire and not maintaining enough pressure is shortening the life of the tire and going to cause you expense down the road.
And what are the keys to finding the right pressure?
So the biggest thing is understanding your machine load, the weight of the machine, the axle weights, proper ballasted machine, and setting the pressures based on those loads for the given tire size you have. Again, that's going to optimize the tractor's performance.
What's coming down the road, so to speak, in the ag tire business?
Well, size growth and again, tire size growth and really trying to carry these heavier machine loads is a critical element. And the new technologies of IF and VF and our AD2 technology really help do that. And again, at a lower pressure, carrying the same loads or heavier loads for better traction and less compaction in the field.
I know there are bias ply tires and also radial tires. Are we talking radials here, or is there something new?
Radial is definitely the word and the word for these larger machines. Bias technology was original and has been around a long time and still is very useful. But radial is what really carries the load and carries it at a lower pressure.
That's Tom Rogers, marketing director for Firestone Farm Tires, which are made in Des Moines, Iowa. By the way, I had to look up IF and VF, which are industry terms not unique to Firestone. IF means increased flexion, which means the sidewalls are more flexible and able to carry 20% more load at the same inflation pressure as a conventional radial tire. And VF stands for very increased flexion, which allows for a 40% higher load at the same inflation pressure as a conventional radial tire. Back after this.
There will be a real estate and farm machinery auction for Dale and Debbie Waller. Saturday, December 10th, real estate sells at 10:30, machinery at 12:30. at the Highland Community Western Center in Baileyville. Real estate is 488 acres of highly productive Nemahal County farmland, Rome grass, native hayland, clean native pastures, some excellent hunting property, and a farmstead. Property will be offered in five tracts. Machinery auction begins at 12:30 and includes tractors, loaders and feed truck, haying and livestock handling equipment, hay and RTV, welder, woodworking tools and a boat, lawn, garden and miscellaneous items, and firewood. This real estate and farm machinery auction for Dale and Debbie Waller, Saturday, December 10th, begins at 10:30 with the real estate. Machinery sells at 12:30. This is a good quality auction. For inspection of real estate, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. A northwest wind around 10 miles an hour, pushing a cold front hour away. 25 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs, though, today bounce back into the middle and upper 30s with sunshine. A good 10 degrees cooler with a chance for snow tomorrow.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The Nordish Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2014 Chevy Captiva in on trade. A 2014 Ford F-150 XLT extended cab four-wheel drive pickup. Plus a Buick Encore and Cadillac DeVille. A 2007 GMC Yukon Denali. And a 2004 Hold Silhouette. See these at the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports reigning national champion Villanova is number one in the top AP 25 men's college basketball poll for the second time in school history. The Wildcats, who were number one for 3 weeks in February last season, moved up one spot from last week with 57 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel yesterday. UCLA, which beat number one Kentucky 97-92 on Saturday, jumped from 11th to 2nd with 2 first-place votes. Kentucky, which dropped to 6th, had been number one for the past 2 weeks. Duke is the other team to be number one this season for 2 weeks. Kansas moved up one spot to 3rd. Iowa State is number 25. Going 5-1 over the final half of the season, K-State Nation headed to Houston to play Texas A&M in the 2016 Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. That game will take place Wednesday, December 28th at 8 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you.